Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
And talk about what I see going on here, but I see people slipping. I see the standards of the church today continuing to drop. They're not even staying the same. They're continuing to drop. And this is creating a problem. You know, a lot of the teachings I teach about are modesty. And I would always say, if you're dressed in like the world and look like the world, you certain their standards aren't going up. Yours are going down. And I use it as an example that we have to use for each other is, if you're standing next to someone and nobody mentioned a word, and somebody else walk by and look at both of you, can they tell a difference? Just by the way you look, you should be able to tell if a person has some spiritual path to their life that has to do with our Creator or not. And it's getting farther and farther away where there's no separation anymore. And the scriptures talk all about holiness. And holiness means separations. That's what it means to be holy, is to be separate. Separate from the unholy, or separate from the world's ways. But today we got this church that, and the people and the so-called believers, many of them are make-believers, but they look like the world, act like the world, talk like the world. And it's just so common today to see your average so-called believer cursing, smoking, drinking, and dressed immodest, and in impure relationships. And this is the so-called believers. How can we criticize non-believers who claim or deny that they don't know Yeshua or deny Yeshua for living a certain way when we're living no better than they are and we claim to know Him? So this is a problem. The scriptures say in Matthew 6:33 to seek first the kingdom of Yah. Seek first the kingdom of Yah and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added to you. Well, people don't have anything added to them. Nothing's being added to people's lives. They're not getting any benefit from the gospel because they're not living the gospel. They're not living it out. And this is a big problem. People call me all the time that are sick, they're diseased, they're unhappy, and they got all these issues going on in their life. They're depressed, you know, and the question comes is, you know, the scripture, seek first the kingdom of Yah. Seek it first. So my question and reminder to you tonight is, how many of you are not only seeking, but seeking first amongst all things, before everything, the first? Because what happens is, the things we do first are the things we get done. The things we put off to later in the day, they often don't get done. So we need to seek these things first. And this is my reminder, we should not be carrying anything that the world carries in our physical appearance, but also in our continence, in the way we think and the way we act. You know, we're clearly told in scripture not to fear man. That's what we're told. How many people live in fear? We're told not to worry about things of this world. You know, we could show some concern for the situation and some desire to rectify a situation. But are you putting Yah first? Are you praying to Him, talking to Him? You feel the joy of Yah? And it's amazing how people aren't doing this. And I see so many people, even in the Torah community or whatever you want to call it, they say, well, you know, we want to discuss how to pronounce a name. We want to discuss what day of the week we should worship. We want to discuss all these things. But yet, they're not preparing themselves for the kingdom of Yah. You know, when I street evangelize and talk to other people, it says, you know, repent, the kingdom of Yah is near. Wouldn't that push or motivate us to say, okay, we need to seek that first? Because if the kingdom of Yah is near, it's coming. But we need to seek it first. That's what it says in the scriptures. Seek first, and then it will be added to you. So how do we know if we're seeking it? And there's this, you want to say it's self-check or whatever, but our Creator gave us His will for us, His guidelines and instructions of how He wants us to live, of what He wants us to do, how He wants us to be, and how many of us are like that? I mean, are we excited to get up and get in the Word? Are we excited to share the gospel? Are we excited to live it out and look it and speak it? Or are we getting angry and upset? Or are we putting off other things and doing other things first when we're starting our day? You know, I know we're all on our own time schedules and everything else, but what are we seeking first? And with what reverence are we seeking it? I'm always impressed by people that put their faith before their own life. And nothing else is more important. So, for example, yes, we have to work. We have to make money. I don't care where it is, who it is. There are people of other faith. They are not interrupting their time with what they think is their deity or their God for no human being at all. For no human being. But how many times do we adjust our schedule or, you know, to fit in our Creator and His ways when it's convenient for us? And it's time to change. It's time we need to realize this. And many of you watching right now, you might think, that's not me. I mean, I'm good, and thank you for saying this message, and it's all good and everything else, but we think that. But you know what? Then I bring something up and people want to get defensive about it. You know, for example, let's say diet. I talk about diet. You know, and I try to teach people to eat in a healthy way that's going to build up the temple, the body that Yah gave them. We should be more respectful for our bodies than just about anything you could imagine. Anything. Because this is what Yah gave us. This is our vehicle for our time here. That Yah gave us. And I see people definitely giving more attention to their car than the vehicle of their body. And the neglect for what Yah gave us. And it's unreal that how I have to put up with so many people telling me all, coming against solid biblical advice about how we should live and what we should eat. We can get into addictions and we can get into habits and all this other stuff, but the enemy wants us to destroy the vehicle that Yah gave us, and Yah wants us to build it up. Then we get into the real things, the way we live our lives. We call a lie a white lie. The scripture said lions aren't getting the kingdom. Oh, it's just a white lie. You know, well, let it be a white hell, because you're not getting the kingdom. The scripture says if you lie, if you make a practice at a lion. You know, and you might say, oh, that's good that he said that. I don't lie, you know, and we come to all these things. But then what are you going to do when it hits you, when it's something that you're doing? And you say, that's where the defensive stuff comes in. Well, show me that in scripture, or it doesn't say that's a sin or something else. When it's clearly teaming up with the world and going against what our Creator says. And I've just been thinking, in the last few days I've been looking, you know, I talk a lot about modesty and immodesty, and I've been looking. I even saw something earlier with Megyn Kelly. That's her name, Megyn Kelly. She used to be a lawyer, and now she's a TV anchor. And I don't know if other people see this, but I looked at her, and to me it looked like she had two black eyes. She had so much mascara on, it literally looked like somebody punched her in the eye. And some people say, well, I just wear a little mascara. Look, if you're crying and something's running down your face other than tears, it's too much. You know, the whole fake up makeup thing. And then the whole thing with the high heels. You know, we complain about non-believers who do not confess to know Yeshua about their confusion with their identity. But then here go so-called believers in Yeshua, completely changing their identity, trying to be somebody Yah didn't want them to be, and look in a different way than Yah wanted them to look. The really true identity crisis coming on in the way we live our lives. We literally live our lives more like animals than we do children of Yah. You know, that's the way it is. Yah wants us to have dominion over the animals. Yah wants us to think about what we're doing. Yah wants us to take care of our bodies. He wants us to help one another and love one another. I got some stray cats outside my house. You know, I put some food out there. They ain't caring about each other. They'll fight each other and push each other out of the way and everything else to get food. Thankfully, I'll leave more than one pile for them. You know, but the average person today, they're not looking to feed stray cats. They look to open a door and feed and eat stray cats. And you might say, that's disgusting. I wouldn't do that. Well, what difference is it that than going to your local store and buying the food you're buying? And you say, well, that's different because I didn't have to kill it. I didn't know what it was. Or some of you might say, well, it wasn't clean. Cats are unclean. So what if a clean animal comes to your front door, you're going to eat that? You know, it's just the way we act. You know, the way we act and the way the scriptures tell us to act and wants us to act. And the lust, the lying, the stealing, and all the things that our Creator tells us are going to keep us out of the kingdom is what I see a lot of people in the church doing, or a lot of people that call themselves believers or followers doing. But he says, repent. The kingdom is near. You know, and he says, seek first the kingdom. So there are things in our lives we need to work on. We need to get better. And it's not about perfection, but it's not about excuses either. It's about not making a practice or getting rid of the bad habits that are continuing the issue and not trying to defend these things. You know, there's behavior or replies you would look at from the world and the way the world replies on certain things, like, I have a health channel and I talk about health, and people are like, well, how come you're always dressed? Why don't you take your clothes off so we can see your body to see if you're truly fit or not? It's like, I'm not getting naked for anyone but my wife. You know, I don't want to be going on video looking at these things. But then you go to other Christian channels and guess what? The people are practically naked. And this started a long time when I first was getting into being a believer and getting out of the world's ways and doing these things. I remember it was, I think, Rebecca St. James was her name. You know, I was listening to music on the radio. I liked it. I was like, wow, this is great. Then I saw her on TV once at a church, and she was dressed like worse than or just as bad as most of the world. And I was so sad. I'm like, you know, this is supposed to be different than the world. And it's like, you could tell and you know when somebody's living a certain way, the gentleness they have about them. They just handle situations in a way where they pray before they speak and they get it done. They don't create a situation of chaos. They create a situation of peace and shalom. And it's not them that's doing it. It's just they're following the ways we were designed to live and told to live, according to the scriptures. And the enemy wants to get us out of that place where we're just not thinking, where we're just not praying, where we're just doing certain things as our first options. So I want to remind you and say this: what's our first options and what are we going to do here today? And are we truly seeking the kingdom of Yah? And how can we improve our lives to make that happen? A lot of people that'll go over our scriptures talking about, well, what happens when we die, or how should we pronounce a name, or all these different questions and everything else. People want to talk about scripture and everything else, but are we prepared to deal with the answers? You know, we need to live a life according to what our scriptures tells us. And there was this guy that came out, the secular guy came out with a book, says The Year of Living Biblically, and he tried to live his one whole year biblically and follow the Torah completely biblical. And he was almost mocking the scriptures where he grew out his beard and he was truly living, trying to live his life biblically. If you want to get some type of an example of maybe how that might look, you might kind of look at certain areas of Judaism or certain areas of Judaism. I think that's the only ones out there that are truly living according or closer to the original covenant than most people out there. But even they can't answer all the answers, so they kind of make up what they think the scriptures are trying to say. The thing is, you know they're separate from the world. They're not following the world's way. You know immediately because you from everything, from the way they look, speak, and also from the blessings in their lives. You know, they're living a life that's different than the world. And we need to do our best to seek first. To seek first. The scriptures say there's a way before each person that seems right but ends in death. A way before each person that seems right but ends in death. And the thing is, our vehicles that we have here are all going to come to an end. But the seeking is the faith and the hope of the eternal life as we know it according to scripture, that it's going to happen. And are we preparing ourselves for what is going to happen? And for our time here, are we taking care of our vehicle and so on? And maybe we're doing that physically. Maybe we're eating healthy. Maybe we're living healthy. But at the same time, from a spiritual standpoint, we're doing things just like the world does. We worry. We have the same fear. We have the same attitude, the same anxiety. And maybe we got that area good, but we're just eating terrible and treating our bodies terrible. And, you know, it's not fair and it's not our fault that we're brought up in a world today where nobody's teaching us how to live according to Scripture. Nobody's teaching us how to get along according to the words of our Creator. You know, most little children aren't looking up to reading the Bibles and living their lives. They're following the example of their parents and their friends. And it's just a mess where their parents and their friends are in today's world. And they're learning these things. And then we get ourselves into this type of trouble and we have such a negative outlook and our emotional state is just so far away from where we should be in the confidence of Yah. And then you talk about gender roles. I mean, you talk about the complaints of the Christian church today with men thinking they're women and women thinking they're men. Well, from a physical standpoint, it's really bad outside the church today, but go inside the church. And I could tell you there's definitely, when you read the Bible and you read what the Word is saying, there's a gender confusion of how we're supposed to live our roles according to believers of a wonderful Creator. So it's just a tremendous gender confusion or a gender identity issue of, you know, you got on the physical side, men wanting to look like women in the world, but what about the women that want to act like men? You know, it's created a tremendous problem. And then the side where it says men are supposed to be men and stand up and lead their families, but that's not happening. I mean, it is happening, but not on a level it should be. And, you know, so there's this same confusion that's going on in the church today. And then, you know, we talk about murder and destroying and killing things of Yah. And there's such a big stand up for getting rid of abortion, because abortion is killing human life and just killing the human life. Well, you know what? There should be a big stand up against McDonald's, because McDonald's is killing human life and murdering human life. We can look at the statistics of how many babies are murdered every day through abortion, but have you looked at the statistics of how many people are dying as a result of McDonald's and fast food restaurants and everything else out there? It's our respect for what Yah created should go beyond our feelings for eat a certain food or get a certain pleasure from a certain thing, a quick drug, a certain food. And now you got Christians out there saying it's okay to smoke pot and it's okay to drink alcohol as long as you don't get drunk. And it's okay to do who knows what other drug and just trying to justify it. You know, just because your local government made smoking pot legal doesn't mean that it's okay with Yah if it's messing up your walk with our Creator. And we need to think about this. So I was just observing the people that have these questions and have these things going on in their life, and then looking, you know, and thinking, you know, people are defending all the different types of diets and everything else they eat. The Bible calls gluttony a sin. And people are overeating to the point where it's so obvious because they're overweight. And they're asking me, you know, what's healthy to eat? No matter what you're eating, if you're eating too much of it, it's not going to be healthy for you. So we don't have any control over what we're doing, over the food we're putting in our mouth. Well, we do have control over it, but we don't physically do anything about it. The food we're putting in our mouth, the amounts we put in our mouth, or what we wear, when we dress ourselves, when we go out. It's like we've given control to the enemy, and the devil's just telling us to eat something we shouldn't eat, telling us to eat more than we should eat, telling us to calm our anxiety, we could take a drug, telling us to go to outside our house and looking and creating lustful looking self just like the world, so we don't look different from the world, and trying to convince us with all of these things, and so much so where somebody will lie, so much so where they, you know, they'll even deny a wonderful creator because they don't want to seem too controversial in today's world. And it's nothing new under the sun, folks, because this was happening in scriptural times also. Because if we look at what was going on with Peter denying not once, not twice, but three times our creator. And this is a perfect example of what this video is about. You know, is seeking first the kingdom of Yah. How many of us are seeking that first? Know the plans I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. And that's what I hope this will inspire you to just look at this and try to get some better understanding or revelation to what that future and that hope might be. It's certainly not what's happening out there in the world today. And, you know, I pray that those of you that are watching this ministry, you know, have strong faith and you continue your walk to get close to our Creator. And you don't let the world and the world's ways get to you. And I'm thankful for those of you that watch this ministry, that desire to seek Yah's true ways and not be like the world. But for those of you that are struggling, those of you that are new to this, those of you that have been doing this a long time but keep slipping, you know, it said the kingdom is near. You know, I don't know and predict dates, but I could tell you we're one day closer each day. So we need to prepare ourselves and get ready, you know, and put ourselves in the right situation. You know, we say, well, if you don't confess Yeshua by judgment day, what's going to happen to you? And it's like anything anyone discusses after we die is all opinion and hopefully based correctly on facts, but we'll find out when it happens. Maybe we'll have another chance to confess Yeshua after we leave the vehicle of this vehicle, our bodies here. Maybe we won't. But don't take any chances. You know, do your best to live and follow and put your faith in the truth of Yah in this day. And people say, well, what about, somebody asked last night, they said, well, what about the question of free will? That was the question. What about the question of free will? Because is it already determined who's going to so-called be saved or not be saved? If you want to use that the phrase or that phrase, I think there's better ways to phrase it. But for the sake of those of you that speak about it, I'll say to be saved is the free will. Is there something we could do to change Yah's decision that He already made before we were born? And from what I read in Scripture, no, there's not. Because He knows the decisions we're going to make. He knows our destiny before it happens. But the thing is, we don't know. That's the thing. He knows, but we don't know. He knows the decisions we're going to make. He knows where we're going to end up. He knows what's going to happen. Yes, before we're even born, because He created us. He laid out that path for us. He knows. But we don't know. We don't know every single thing we're going to do, everything that's going to happen to us, and the decisions we're going to make and everything else. So we got to do our best to make sure and to go on faith that we're on Yah's good plans, and He's not using us like Pharaoh just to harden our hearts and using us in ways that aren't going to have a good outcome. You know, we pray and go and hope that, you know, absolutely, I'm going to go and pray and have hope that the will that Yah has for my life and my destination is going to happen, you know, to my favor, in my favor. You know, and I'm not going to accept anything less than that. And I'm going to go and hope on that and live on that. And that's how you should live, because, yeah, we have, in some areas of our lives, we have this thing called free will or free decision making to make our own decisions. But our destiny, is it already laid out or not? Considering we don't know the answer to that, it doesn't matter if Yah knows or not. Because we got to act like we're in control of this situation, and we got to do what Yah wants us to do. You know, because if what we're doing is not going to change where we're going to end up, we just got to go on faith that we're going to end up in the right place and live according to His word. But He knows those that maybe because of the thinking, the way they're going to think or whatever, are just going to decide, well, what's the use if we're going to all end up, if I'm going to end up somewhere, what's the use? Well, maybe Yah's free will, or the will of Yah that's not our free will, is based on that decision. And He knew the decision we were going to make. So we said, well, I was going to give you an opportunity in your life to proclaim me and live my way. But instead you said, well, what difference does it make? Because we're going to all end up where He wants us to end up anyway. Maybe He based His decision where you're going to end up on knowing what you were going to say in that moment. So I proclaim and I say right now, I'm going to go on faith and hope and trust that Yah is going to continue to fill me with the knowledge of His word, and I'm going to follow His word, and I'm going to get the promise that He says that all these things shall be added to those of you who seek the kingdom first. I'm going to do my best to continue to seek the kingdom and also seek it first. And that's what I pray and hope that you all do. And you can give your titles and your names to people and religious organizations and all this stuff, but that's what it comes down to is, you know, are you seeking the kingdom of Yah, and are you seeking it first? You know, this is it. And what does that mean to you that you're seeking it? I mean, are you living it? Are you living it out? Are you living according to His guidelines and instructions? We should have every desire in the world to read His holy word and dissect what it's saying, to learn from it and to live it. And that's what we should do. And our minds might change as we learn new things, as we see new things. But I'm not going to settle for plan B or plan C. I want plan A for my life. I want plan A in my life. And I'm also not going to live in depression about mistakes I've made in my life. You know, I take all the things I've done in my life as lessons. And sometimes we got to make stupid, bad decisions to learn. You know, some people could choose to get depressed over it, and some people could let that motivate them not to make the same dumb mistake the next time. You know, but we're in this world, we're not taught. We're taught to give our control to someone else.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Torah Life Ministry. Tear off the roof, the king's in the house. Just get me to Jesus, I don't care how. I don't have to wait to get the healing. I got a faith without a ceiling. Tear off the roof, 'cause the king's in the house.